Proverbs chapter 4, beginning at verse 5. This is God's holy word. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Do not forget my words or swerve from them. Do not forsake wisdom, for she will protect you. Love her, and she will watch over you. Wisdom is supreme. Therefore, get wisdom. Though it cost all you have, get understanding. Esteem her, and she will exalt you. Embrace her, and she will honor you. She will set a garland of grace on your head and present you with a crown of splendor. Grass withers and the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Amen. Well, friends, as we consider this portion of the book of Proverbs tonight that I've just read in your hearing, it begs a question from all of us. What are you trying to get in life? What are you out to get in life? You know, that theme of getting something is very prevalent in our culture, in our day, among people. In fact, this is often the supreme judge of whether, supreme criterion, whether anything is worthwhile or not. People say, well, I didn't get anything out of it. And if I don't get anything out of it, then I want nothing to do with it. Right? Isn't that what we hear people? They want to see what they can get out of it. The news all around us is full of getting. I just hear over and over of businesses, large corporations, making acquisitions. That's the language. So they acquire company after company as they become these big conglomerates. In the business world, it's all about acquisitions. But our lives are full of acquisitions as well. All the things we are trying to get in life. And the Bible tells us that we need to think about this very carefully. Jesus told a proverb, a parable about getting in Luke chapter 12. He told them this parable. The ground of a certain rich man produced a good crop. He thought to himself, what shall I do? I have no place to store my crops. Then he said, this is what I'll do. I will tear down my barns and build bigger ones. And there I will store all my grain and all my goods. And I'll say to myself, you have plenty of good things laid up for many years. Take life easy. Eat, drink, be merry. But God said to him, you what? Fool. This very night your life will be demanded from you. Then who will get what you have prepared for yourself? There's a man whose life was consumed with getting, and he just wanted to get and get and get. But in the end, because he didn't have the most important thing, instead of getting, 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 he lost, lost, lost everything. In Proverbs chapter 4, verses 5 through 9, Solomon uses this theme of getting to call his son to think again about wisdom. You see that this is the theme of these verses right there in verse 5, and how he repeats the command, get wisdom. It's the first word in English, it's the first word in the Hebrew. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Applying wisdom to different areas of life. And especially we see this theme in verse 7. The New International says, wisdom is supreme, therefore get wisdom. And then it says, though it cost all you have, get understanding. More literally, the King James here again really impresses this theme when it says, wisdom is the principal thing, therefore get wisdom. And then this is the way the Hebrew reads best in English. And with all of your getting, get understanding. This is the theme. Get. With all of your getting, get wisdom. Verse 7 begins, Solomon says again to his son, listen, wisdom is supreme. The Hebrew there is the word for the head. The head, the top, the summit, the chief thing, this is wisdom. And we know, as we've seen before, that in many ways we could substitute there the Lord Jesus Christ for wisdom, because in Him is hidden all the treasures of the wisdom and knowledge of God. He is the source of true wisdom for us. And so here Solomon is impressing upon his son, and God is impressing upon us the priority of God's wisdom, or in other words, the priority of Christ. As one writer said when he commented on this verse of wisdom, wisdom is supreme. And he said, it will have no place if it does not have first place. If it is anything, it must be everything. It is not just important, but all important. Now substitute Jesus for wisdom there, and substitute He for it, and listen again. He will have no place if He does not have first place. If He is anything, He must be everything. He is not just important, He is all important. That's why Jesus says in Matthew 6:33, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Seek it first, and all these other things will be given to you as well. Solomon says, get wisdom. The word get there means to acquire, to purchase, to procure. And Solomon says to his son, in all your getting, that's the context here, in all of your getting, because Solomon knows that that's what human lives are filled with, getting this and getting that. What are you, even right now, at this time in your life, involved in getting? What are all the different things that you're trying to get? Some of you are trying to get your driver's license. And you're thinking so much about getting your G1 or your G2 or getting a degree at university or college or getting a career. Maybe some of you are absorbed with getting a spouse, getting a husband, or getting a wife. Maybe at work, your mind is just focused on getting that raise or getting that promotion. Maybe you're thinking about getting a new house or getting an addition to your house. Or maybe you just feel so worn out with all the other getting, you just want to get a vacation. You want to get time away. Or maybe you're thinking, some of you already, about getting that retirement package. That's what you want to get. You know, you just let your mind go for a little bit. You just think about your own life and all the things that you're trying to get. From the youngest here among us, you're trying to get things in your life. To those at every stage of life. And so Solomon says to his son, in all your getting, and God says to you tonight, in all of your getting, all the things that you're trying to get wisdom. Get wisdom. The New American Standard translates it, with all your acquiring, get understanding. The New Revised Standard, whatever else you get wisdom. This is what we see in the life of Solomon. In the early part of his reign at Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon during the night in a dream, and God said, ask for whatever you want me to give you. And Solomon answered, give your servant a discerning heart to govern your people and to distinguish between right and wrong. Who is able to govern this great people of yours? And the Lord was pleased that Solomon asked for this. So God said to him, since you have asked for this and not for long life or wealth, or the destruction of your enemies, But for discernment, I will do what you have asked, and I will give you a wise and discerning heart. In all of your getting, wisdom is supreme. To be wise unto salvation, to be wise in the Lord Jesus Christ, in all of your getting, get wisdom. You know, there's an application here, I think, for parents. It struck me. Here is Solomon saying to his son, in all of your getting, and there'll be lots of it in your life, get wisdom, my son. Get the wisdom that is found in the Messiah, in the Lord Jesus Christ. That's a reminder for us as parents as we seek to raise our children. What are we impressing upon them? What is our real desire that they would get in life? What do we want for our children? Do we want them to be well-behaved or well-groomed? I have a friend who was courting a young lady, and the father of the young lady asked for character references for the young man. And he asked one of his professors to give him a character reference, and the professor wrote back, so-and-so is very well-groomed. It's good that that's true. I hope that's not all that he had to say or come up with. But is that what we want for well-behaved, well-groomed? Maybe you just want your child to be well-educated, to have a good job, to find a good husband or a good wife. Those are good things to want for our children. But you know, unbelievers want all those things too for their children. And sometimes they're better at getting it or giving it than we are. Isn't that true? I think sometimes they're better at those things. They're better at providing the opportunities to get better jobs or just have better manners and more well-behaved. There are some non-Christian families whose kids are pretty in line, pretty together kids. You know, Augustine, the church father, wrote a lot about his godly mother, Monica. But he also recorded some things in his writings about his father. This is what he said on one occasion about his father. My father never troubled himself with how I might improve myself toward God, only that I proved myself well educated. You see what he's saying? All my dad was interested in was that I would succeed in this life, that I would get a good education and have a good, respectable job. But he never really cared how I was doing before the face of the living God. But Solomon says to his son, in all of your getting, get wisdom. And that's what we should be impressing upon our children. That's what we should be praying for our children. In all of the other getting that you're doing and the good things that you can get in life, get wisdom. Know the Lord Jesus Christ. Trust Him. Follow Him. Our goal, friends, our goal is that our children would know the Lord. That should be our goal as Christian parents. Not first and foremost that they're well-behaved, because sometimes they won't be. And not that they have a good job, because they might not get one. Not that they'd be married or unmarried, any of those things, but that they would know the Lord. I almost want to say, period. Period. This is our goal, that you kids would know the Lord. And everything else then will take care of itself. The Lord will take care of it, better to say. In all of your getting, parents, this is what we need to say to our children. In all of your getting, get wisdom. Know the Lord. Our goal would be that you would be wise unto salvation. Because this is what the Lord says in Jeremiah 9. Let not the wise man boast of his wisdom, or the strong man boast of his strength, or the rich man boast of his riches. But let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord. Matthew Henry said, this wisdom is the one thing needful. A soul without true wisdom and grace is a dead soul. How poor, contemptible, and wretched are those who, with all their wealth and power, die without getting understanding, without Christ, without hope, and without God. Let us give heed to the sayings of him who has the words of eternal life. In all of your getting, get wisdom. The NIV translates it, though it cost all you have. And that may be a legitimate translation. Not just get wisdom in all you're getting, but get wisdom with all you're getting, with all the powers of acquisition that you have. As much as humanly possible, you seek wisdom. The kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. And when he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it. With all you're getting, get wisdom. And wisdom, we know, comes from searching Scripture, from being in the Word, as we were reminded this morning, sola scriptura, the truth and power and sufficiency of the Word of God. But even then, as we seek to get wisdom, we have to remember that wisdom is something that God gives. It is given to those who ask. It's a gift. This is the wonderful thing. The thing that Solomon calls his son to get is the very thing that God gives. If any of you lacks wisdom, he should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to him. When he asks, he must believe and not doubt. He who doubts is like a wave of the sea, blown and tossed by the wind. Even the seeking after wisdom is a gift from God. For it is by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, so that no one can boast. It's a gracious gift of God. We need to remember that so that when we, by God's grace, become wise, we remember that it was by God's grace that we become wise. But there's no denying it, friends. Wisdom found in the Lord Jesus Christ is what you must seek first. It's what you must want most. In all your other getting, it is what you must get. And Solomon impresses this upon his son, that if he has really gotten wisdom, he won't forget wisdom. In other words, in these verses, he will love wisdom. He will embrace wisdom. He will exalt wisdom. Because if he's not doing those things, he is just showing that in his life he does not really think wisdom is supreme. Because if we do think wisdom is supreme, we will love wisdom. We will exalt wisdom and embrace wisdom. And here he gives great encouragements again and blessings to be wise in Christ. The protection that wisdom in Christ brings, the honor and the blessing in this life and the life to come. She will set a garland of grace on your head, verse 9, and present you with a crown of splendor. This is the blessing of being wise. Augustine said, it is his own gifts that God crowns. If we get wisdom by God's grace, God places a crown of blessing and honor upon us, the crown that we will ultimately receive on the last great day. But Augustine reminds us, it is his own gifts that God crowns, not your merits. If your good merits are God's gifts, God does not crown your merits as your merits, but as his own gifts. God gives wisdom and then blesses the getting of it for those who receive it from his hand. But friends, the call remains tonight from these verses to each one of us. To each one of us every day this coming week and for the rest of our lives. Wisdom is supreme. In all you're getting, get wisdom. And you know, all of your priorities, all of your use of time and energy this week are going to reflect how important you think getting wisdom is. The question is, does that reflection in your life reflect Proverbs 4, verse 7? In all you're getting, get wisdom, because wisdom is supreme.